From Spark and Anvil and Ecosphere, this is Lodge, in Chapter 1 of the Ecosphere cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5. Lodge is a broad, industrious beaver tween with strong orange teeth and a flat, useful tail, and she is never still for long. On the stream behind the nature center, she drags a branch into place, packs it with mud, and steps back to watch the water pool behind her work. "People look at the pond and think it was always here," she says, patting the dam. "It wasn't. I built it. And everything that lives in it lives here because I built it. Pull me out, and in a season, this whole pond is a muddy ditch again." Lodge grew up on a wild stream, in a family of dam builders, beavers who had shaped that valley for so long that the frogs, the herons, the dragonflies, the marsh grass, and the fish all lived in the wide, still ponds the beavers made. One dry year, upstream, the beavers left a stretch of stream, and Lodge watched it happen. Without a dam, the water ran fast and thin. The pond drained. The frogs went. The herons stopped coming. The marsh grass died back to bare bank. "It wasn't that the frogs needed us," her father told her. "It's that they needed the pond, and the pond needed a beaver." Lodge understood the strange, heavy truth of it. Some creatures hold up far more than their own weight. Take them away, and a whole world of others quietly falls with them. She was grown when she waddled up to the nature center on the ridge. Tara, the old caretaker, met her at the stream bank, and instead of asking her name, pointed at the marsh full of birds and frogs and asked what had made it. Lodge slapped her tail once on the water. "I did, or a beaver like me," she said. "A keystone species, one creature whose work builds the home of dozens of others. My dam makes the pond, and the pond makes the frogs and the herons and the marsh. It isn't that I'm the biggest or the most important animal. It's that so much depends on the one thing I do. So if I go, it all changes." Tara was quiet a moment, then said only, "Then you should stay." At her dam, Lodge shows the kids how much rests on one animal's work. She points from the dam to the still water, from the water to the frogs, the fish, the birds, the reeds. "I am Lodge. My idea is keystone species, one creature that holds a whole home together." Then she teaches a few things. Some species matter out of all proportion. A keystone isn't always the biggest or fiercest. It's the one whose work shapes the whole place. Remove it, and everything shifts. Take out a keystone, and the ecosystem doesn't just lose one animal. It can collapse into something completely different. Look for what one species builds or controls. A beaver builds ponds. A wolf keeps deer from stripping the forest. An otter keeps urchins from eating the kelp. And she never once calls herself the most important animal. "There's no such thing as the important one," she says. "It's about how much depends on you. The tiniest keystone matters as much as the biggest, if the same amount rests on its work. That's not about being special. It's about being needed."
"So you're the most important animal here?" a kid asked her once. Lodge laughed and shook her broad head. "No such thing," she said. "I'm just the one this pond happens to rest on. Pull out the right small thing anywhere, and you'd be surprised how much comes down with it." She packed one last handful of mud into her dam and settled back to watch the still water fill with the evening. A heron stepping in the shallows, frogs beginning their chorus, the whole living pond humming on the strength of her patient work, and a deep, steady gladness spread warm through Lodge's chest. The quiet pride of a creature who asked for nothing and held up a world.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity.
apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Lodge. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.